You are listening to the KHSU Magazine, and my name is Katie. And on the phone with me today is Renee Quintana of Rural Human Services, Director of Supportive Living Services in Crescent City. And Renee has been invited to attend a roundtable discussion on human trafficking in Washington, D.C. next month. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Thank you, Katie. I'm very honored to be on the radio. I say hello to everybody that's listening.
Yeah, and Renee, if you wouldn't mind first giving us a little history about you and your organization.
Rural Human Services, Supportive Living Services, is the original servicer for adults with intellectual disabilities. And they are over 20 years old, and their service area includes Humboldt and Smith River. What we do is we work with adults with challenges with intellectual disabilities, and we help them make better choices in their daily lives. We assist them with medications and protocols, medications and surgeries, doctor's visits, things like that. And this is where the sex trafficking or human trafficking issue came up. It's becoming a problem, and we're aware that it's affecting our community, especially those with adults with intellectual disabilities.
Did you have an incident there at your facility at all?
We haven't had any incident here in regards to sex trafficking, but we're aware that there was one incident that was highlighted on national TV. Whether or not she was an adult with intellectual disabilities, I'm not sure, but she was a young Hispanic woman. And I remember watching it and being shocked that it was happening in my backyard. And so I did some research, and I also thought about it in a grander scale in terms of human trafficking for labor issues and how that affects the Hispanic community. So as I ventured into this this issue, I became more and more aware that adults with intellectual disabilities are very vulnerable to this type of crime and how we need to be proactive and preventing it, making sure that we are educated on it and how to approach it, and that the police are aware that adults with intellectual disabilities are victims mm-hmm. of this crime.
Now, do you have any programs in Crescent City that address this, or
yes.
are you do? Okay.
We are addressing it in different levels. We have cultural competencies on a county level where issues like this are discussed with collaborators in different departments. And, of course, Supported Living Services, we are on alert now about this matter, and we're starting to be proactive and being careful with the clients we work with, making sure there's no predators that are around or anything that can influence them into going into such a situation. So we're always on alert, but, you know, there's just so much we can do.
I know. There's predators everywhere. You know
yes.
that, right?
Yes, and they come in different forms. Mm-hmm. They could be your own family members. It could be a niece with a grandmother or grandfather that they're predators on them, or it could be some kind of cartel that's starting to affect families. So it comes in different ways, and so as advocates, we have to approach it very carefully, and we have to be sensitive to each situation is unique.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And, people from different cultures coming to Del Norte and Humboldt County are probably more susceptible. Well, I don't know. After hearing El Snow talk, mm-hmm. I was absolutely unaware of how prevalent it is in Humboldt County.
And you're right.
You
and I come from a world where things are, you know, I assume it's middle class, you have everything in place, we go to school, and the idea of sex slavery or labor slavery is something that we read about in the history books.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it hits you and you realize, oh my God, this is happening now, and what do we do to prevent it? It's a growing problem, especially in the Hispanic community.
Yeah.
And as a child, I have to relate to you that I remember seeing things that just didn't make sense to me, how labor, day labor would be working, and they would work very hard and get projects done, but they would all jump into a truck or car and then leave at the same time. They were in fear, or how certain businesses ran, if they needed labor for, say, example, a factory that processed foods, they would come in with an armful of people that would come and work for a day and then disappear. Mm-hmm. So I remember seeing it as a kid, but I didn't quite understand it. And it's starting to make sense now in the ugly reality of it all, that there is labor slavery, there is sex slavery going on, mm-hmm. and we need to educate ourselves to stop it.
So let me ask you this. You're going to Washington, D.C. You've been asked to join a roundtable, right?
Yes, I have. It's actually going to be a roundtable in Washington, D.C. at the DoubleTree at Crystal City. And it's going to have a number of collaborators like the Department of Justice, the Department of Human Services, and Violence Against Women, and the Department of Urban Development. There's going to be a number of collaborators, and it's going to give me the opportunity to present supported living services, programs, and issues that we face in rural California. So Del Mar County is considered a rural area because of our population, and how even in small areas like ours, we have sex trafficking, and we have this problem.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't even imagine. I would be on such high alert for the people that you're working with, you know, wanting to protect them from anything.
Exactly. And it's a daily thing, and predators are very quick, they're smart, and they know how to manipulate. That's how they make their livelihood. And so we have to be, as advocates, just as quick and responsive to if we see a danger for them. And I think that's what I'm, and one of the things that I'm going to bring up in Washington is that we have to be proactive and not, you know, sit back and decide what we're going to do. We need a system set up where we could take immediate action and not delay it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was looking at statistics, and I'm noticing that human trafficking and sex trafficking has become a major, major issue right now. And according to statistics, 31,659 people have reported to the National Human Trafficking Hotline issues of human trafficking. That's how serious this is.
Yeah, it's awful. And the victims often aren't even aware of what's happening.
They don't.
Yeah.
These are good people that are coming to our country wanting to work, or maybe need to pay off a debt, and they're wanting to work. They're not going into issues of prostitution
mm-hmm.
because they're willing to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I want to mention, this isn't just a female issue. It's
right.
A male issue as well. So you want to open your mind to the sexual predators can be both in the female and the male world. So I know it's complicated, but it does exist.
Well, you know what? We are out of time. Renee, yeah. Any last thoughts for our listeners?
Just that we all have to work together on preventing this, and that I'll be bringing it up on a national scale in Washington, D.C. And if they would like to call me here at Rural Human Services, Supported Living Services, they could call me at 707-464-7441, extension 300.
Okay, wonderful. And for those who might be in a situation, you can call 888-373-7888. That's the National Human Trafficking Resource Center number.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to contact us and let us know about this and that you're going to D.C. to talk about this issue.
Yes, and I'll call you when I get back from Washington.
Great. I can't
okay.
wait. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, that's Renee Quintana of Rural Human Services, Director of Supportive Living Services in Crescent City.